Secretary of State Warren Christopher met today in Beijing with China's top leaders in the highest-level U.S. visit to China in 2.5 years. Both sides came away saying they think it's in their country's strategic interests for Sino-U.S. relations to continue to improve. From Beijing, NPR's Mary Kay Magstad reports.
There was no joint communique after Warren Christopher's meetings today with Chinese President Jiang Zemin, Premier Li Peng, and Foreign Minister Chen Qichen. But there was specific progress. China agreed to hold regular high-level talks on security and nuclear non-proliferation issues, and Christopher said China also agreed to take concrete steps to show it is not involved in nuclear proliferation.
I'm encouraged that China has agreed to formulate and adopt comprehensive nationwide regulations on nuclear export control. Both sides reiterated that we will fulfill our previous obligations, including the May 11, 1996 Chinese commitment not to provide assistance to unsafeguarded nuclear facilities, a very important commitment on their part.
Important because the U.S. has been deeply concerned about Chinese arms sales and suspected nuclear technology transfers to Iran and Pakistan. The May 11th agreement came after China had shipped ring magnets to Pakistan. Ring magnets can be used in making nuclear weapons. Chinese leaders claimed not to have known about the shipment, but they said afterward that they are committed to nuclear non-proliferation. Chinese Foreign Minister Chen Qichen repeated that today.
China is not engaged in nuclear proliferation. On the contrary, China is stepping up its efforts to improve its control regime of nuclear exports.
Christopher said today that if China does continue to do things like increasing its export controls, there is an incentive.
If they are making progress toward putting the 1985 agreement into effect, we're prepared to consider other things so long as we feel that they're making a faithful and conscientious effort.
Christopher said while talk on nonproliferation took more time than any other single issue today, human rights was also discussed at length. Christopher said he called for the release from prison of dissidents Wang Dan and Wei Jingsheng, among others, and he said the Chinese very definitely talked back, even if the gist was that China still thinks human rights is an internal affair. Chinese Foreign Minister Chen Qichen also stressed that the question of Taiwan is a core issue for China.
If well handled, then the Sino-U.S. relationship can grow smoothly. If mishandled, then our bilateral relationship will be subjected to disruptions.
Chen Qichen said China wants U.S. arms sales to Taiwan to stop altogether. But for all the differences that remain, both sides now say they're committed to improving their relationship and resolving their differences through regular high-level contact. In that spirit, President Clinton will meet Chinese President Jiang Zemin in Manila this Sunday, and they are expected to discuss dates for future state visits. I'm Mary Kay Magstad in Beijing.